Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, and welcome to the Carson Anderson Program. I am Doug Karsh. That is Scott the Gator Anderson. 24-9 Lions beat Tampa. And Gator, if I look at this, and you know, I mentioned before the break, the most important thing, and there's a lot that goes into, you know, the digesting of wins and losses immediately afterwards. I think we really need to have a long conversation, and maybe today's not even the day, but I really want to talk about Calvin Shepard as a defensive coordinator. He has been, I think, exceeded our expectations is a realistic way to put it. I don't want to overstate it or understate it, but Calvin Shepard has come in and just alleviated the fears of losing Aaron Glenn. He's done a great job. And, you know, there's always counters. There's always, you know, hey, here's what you're doing. So everybody's going to do this to you and do that to you. And then you got to react to their reaction. And so there's still ways to go here. There's no point in doing full victory laps at this point. It's off to a good start, isn't it?
It's off to a great start, and Calvin Shepard is a big reason why. It's, you know, he's a different guy, different dude, and they're getting similar results of what they had with Aaron Glenn. And last night's game, I mean, that's a standout game for him, right? It's the players that make the plays, the players that have to eventually get out there and do it. But he had them prepared. Yeah. He had them ready to go. Some of these guys had just a couple days practice, and some of these guys have only had a week's practice or a couple weeks practice. These are practice squad players. These are players that are picked up from other teams' practice squads, and it's remarkable that they're able to step in and do the job that they did. But the secondary last night, they stole the show, and a show that had a spectacular performance from Jahmyr Gibbs, an electrifying run, the defensive front really made an impact. Ali McNeil, welcome back. He was incredibly disruptive. Derek Barnes, have a game. Nice job from him. But it was the secondary that shined because nobody expected anything out of those guys. And it's unfair, but it's the harsh reality. That's the truth of going into the game. Did not have a real comfortable feeling about how the secondary was going to fare against Tampa when you heard that guys were coming back. Abuka suited up, and you know, you had Evans out there. Otten, the tight end, was used heavily, and they have other receivers too. And I always feel like receivers definitely have the advantage over the secondary because of the rules, first of all. But second of all, it just feels like there's more good quality receivers than there are corners in the league. And it's tough to be a corner in this league.
It's such a tough job.
And they did an amazing job. I think, you know, by stats, I guess I would have to look at the stat sheet again on ESPN, but I thought that there were like 12 passes defended for the Lions. Yeah, 12 passes defended for the Lions. Now, in contrast, so we can understand this, there were two from Tampa. So these are passes that are knocked down the line of scrimmage. like you saw Derek Barnes do, like you saw Ali McNeil do. And then these are passes that are up in the air and knocked away before the receiver has a chance to clamp down and catch it. Nick Whiteside led the team with three of those. That's a lot. This team was ready to play, and you take your hat off to Kelvin Shepard and you just give him a loud round of applause. He deserves it.
And he was a linebacker, right? I mean, when he played, Kelvin Shepard was a linebacker. The fact that he has come in here and done such a good job as a defensive coordinator, hats off to, you know, it's too late, but champ of the weekend, Kelvin Shepard, for the job that he has done. 248-539-9797. So much to digest. They're 5-2 at the bye, which I think everybody would have taken at the beginning of the season. You know, I think we do this very weird thing now in Detroit. And I want to make this statement, understanding that these calls came in this morning. We need to realize that each week after the Lions play, we do not need to complain about somebody not getting the football. After every game, somebody on offense doesn't have as many touches. And that's just the way it's going to be when you have this many weapons. And I feel like we don't need to address a crisis every Monday or Tuesday after the weekend and say, yeah, but so-and-so's not getting the ball. The job is to win the game. The job is to win the game. And, you know, when it's all over, the wins count the same, whether J-Mo got the ball or not. Whether, remember at the beginning of the year, it was Sam Laporta's not getting the ball. And then there was, well, I got to get David Montgomery more involved. And, you know, everybody's going to have their day eventually, I feel like. And some more than others. But these aren't crises that need to get addressed every week.
No, they're not. And you have to look at the totality of what happened in the game. What was the game plan? And what changed during the game? And when you've got the hot hand of Jahmyr Gibbs, you're going to let him run the ball. And he did. He had 17 carries in the game. And, yeah, they threw to him a few times as well. And that was the focal point of the offense. And I credit somebody in this room, and it's not me. Oh, it's you, Doug Karsh, for pointing out yesterday this could be a big game for Jahmyr Gibbs because what Gibbs has done in the past against Tampa. Despite what Dan Campbell said last week about David Montgomery and needing to get him more carries and all this, we need to get him more involved in the offense, you went back and looked, and it was, yeah, astute. They had some nice gains from Jahmyr Gibbs in the previous games against Tampa, so it made sense. Lions are running the football. That's what they were trying to do. And then in the end of the game, they're just trying to get that clock to tick, 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 and the best way to do that is to run the ball. Did they do it that successfully?
No,
not really. No. I mean, they had 164 yards rushing, which looks awesome, you know, but big chunk of that came in the one play, and then it's like 100 yards, less than 100 yards after that. But they ran it 32 times. So, yeah, your targets aren't there for receivers like J-Mo or Tesla or Sam Laporta, but that's how the game, exactly.
Yeah, the game totally
dictates what you're going to do, and you have to understand that. You know, on the other side, you look at, well, look at all the targets that they gave to Tez Johnson and Abuka and Kate Otten. They threw it 50 times.
Yep.
And 12 of those were knocked down.
Yeah, that's a lot of pass breakups. 248-539-9797. Thomas, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Thomas.
You would say that by fast.
Thomas, do you have us on speaker? Because if you do, take us off speaker. It's hard to understand you.
Okay. Hold on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kind of have.
Thomas, you've been on hold for a long time. I want to give you your chance.
Yeah.
But
there you go. You're good. Yeah, you're good.
Okay, yeah. I get tired of these bandwagon fans complaining about, oh, they didn't score any more points. They didn't get Jamo on the ball. Tampa, I had to tell a guy last night. I said, you forget Tampa Bay got a good front four. They were throwing 6 or 7 guys at the front four because they're trying to pick and choose who they're going to stop. And it just so happens, like I said, Jahmyr Gibbs and Amon-Ra St. Brown had the high hand. Now, I kind of like the changes that he kind of made in the second half trying to get the ball to LaPorta. I thought maybe they could have threw some swing passes, or not, I ain't going to say swing passes, but maybe like some bubble screens or something like that to J-Mo. Maybe get him in space a little bit. But everybody plays their role on that team. And sometimes you just got to go with what's working for the time being. And like I said, Jared Goff had a lot of pressure in his face. And for him to stand in that pressure and take those sacks and get the ball out when he needed to, they did a hell of a job last night.
Thomas, thank you for the phone call. When we talk to Jared every week and we bring up the complaints that we get about so-and-so not getting ball or that person getting, Jared always says the same thing. It's totally dependent on what a defense is doing. He goes to the receiver that the defense dictates he should go to. And so the Lions call the plays. The defense is when it comes to passing the ball, it's how the defense plays the Lions that dictates where the football goes. More often than not, it feels like that to me, and that's what Jared says. But, hey, thanks, 248-539-9797. Lots to digest from last night's game. It's Carson Anderson. We got open lines. What is the most important thing you have learned about your Lions after 7 games? What is the most important thing you've learned about your Lions here after 7 games? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.